We welcome in our next guest on the program, and that is the fantastic and lovely Kim Jones from the NFL Network. Kim, it's good to see you. How are you?
Kim in New Jersey calling. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kim. How was the combine experience treating you so far?
It is very cold.
And
it's
we also,
fun.
And we made sure we positioned you right in front of the
you
doors
did?
That opened, by the way.
That's awesome.
Said you'll get a nice cold breeze in the
it's
middle
awesome.
Of the show.
My hands froze last night on the way back to the hotel, and it's not a long walk. So.
I have not been this cold walking outside
ever.
Since
Green
Lambeau
Bay.
In 2008.
I knew you were going to say that, and I wasn't there. So.
That this is as
I can't
cold
even
as it's
use
been.
That. This
and
is as cold as I've ever been.
Same story I always have from there, and it happened the other day walking outside. You're outside for about 30 seconds, mm-hmm. and you feel the crystals
yes.
in your nose start to form.
Yes.
That's happened to me two
yes.
times in my
it's
life.
A lovely feeling. Though.
Yesterday in the afternoon,
crystals
this morning,
in the nose.
Exactly, and then in Green Bay in 2008.
Do you think Pat Hanlon's listening?
I think Pat.
I hope so.
Well, I'm on, so probably not. If he knows that you're on, maybe he'll
true.
Listen to that.
That is not true. So how you doing?
Everything's great. And we
I
already
saw you interview Tom Coughlin.
We
of
did.
Course.
And then you chatted with Tom after we were done as well. And we heard Tom speak to the media
yes.
out there. What were your takeaways from
well,
Tom?
Well, it sounds like and in Tom's way, because he never wants to make it about himself and the whole contract thing. And he kind of said to the media, you know, let's not make this complicated. It certainly sounds like a one-year extension is in the offing. And his agent was here in
right.
Indianapolis and did see – was seen at least speaking with John Mara. So that would make sense, and that wouldn't be a surprise. And Tom Coughlin's going to be the coach of the New York Giants this season. And as he said, you know, that's the important part is I'm head coach of the Giants and everything else kind of takes care of itself. I'm paraphrasing Coughlin now. But I thought his comments about Jason Pierre-Paul, you know, you let Jason Pierre-Paul go and you're going to spend the rest of this offseason and the draft trying to find another Jason Pierre-Paul.
And that's JPP, not easy to do.
JPP will be a Giant.
Yes.
I feel like one way or another, he will be a Giant. I truly believe he wants to be a Giant. The comments about Ontrell Roll were interesting to me, and they've been consistent
sure.
that they do want him back at a price. One thing I'm taking from this combine, though, John, is other people I'm talking to about this combine telling me the safety position is not strong.
And a lot of people don't think it's very strong in free agency either.
Right.
Ontrell is considered one of the top two or three safeties out there.
Absolutely. And it could be the case that Ontrell Roll is as more valuable to the Giants than he would be to anyone else.
Great point.
He is incredibly important in that locker room and has been for a long time.
Sure.
Before the departure of some other guys. He was incredibly important to his teammates and with his teammates. So, you know, maybe that I'd love to see him back. He's a good Giant. You'd love to see him retire as a Giant. And continue to contribute and help the Giants get back on the winning track. But I do find it fascinating because before this, I really haven't had a chance to think much about the draft. You know, the combine for many of us starts that line
yes.
of thinking. And the number of people who've said because of the way the college game is played, the safety position is different. You have safeties playing linebacker. You have linebackers in the down position. In
yeah.
some cases, you need to convert a corner to safety.
Well,
that guy, by definition, probably is not going to be a physical tackler.
Yeah. And people are talking about converting Shaq Thompson, who was an
yes.
all-world linebacker in college, to safety in the pros because you have 215-pound linebackers
right.
running around in college football these days.
Absolutely, and he could be one that could do it. But
yeah.
from what I'm gathering, if we use the Seattle defense as the model,
right.
you can find the Cam Chancellor. It's the Earl Thomas, the Ed Reed, if you will.
The guys in coverage, the play center field.
So hard to find because
yeah.
they're going to the two safety. I mean, you know this.
Yeah.
That the way the college game is played now is squirrely compared to the way the NFL
true.
Plays football. You know, so it is interesting to me, and I do wonder if that does factor in when we ultimately look at Ontrell Roll's decision.
Yeah.
And what is the best option for him and what obviously he chooses to do.
And I think the other interesting thing, too, is that it's not just Ontrell Roll. You got to figure out who your second starting safety
oh, sure.
is as well. You know, if not Burhey, you hope he can develop mm-hmm. and take over that role, but nobody knows for sure. He hasn't done it yet.
Right.
Cooper Taylor's battled injuries for 2 years.
Yeah.
So if, for whatever reason, Roll does not end up returning, that's two
right.
big holes that you have to find there. And if you remember back when Steve Spagnuolo was with the Giants, he liked having that veteran safety mm-hmm. to lead and
sure.
set that secondary. James
wouldn't?
Butler played
absolutely.
That way extremely well. So safety is going to be a big issue, I think, for the Giants as free agency begins in a few weeks.
Yeah, and you have those corners. You got to have safeties who can hold up their
no
end
question.
Of the bargain because mm-hmm. healthy, the Giants secondary absolutely should be a strength. It should have been a strength last season.
I thought it was one of the strongest units in the league.
And it was strong, but
then they drop like flies.
Decimated by injury from the get-go. Right.
Absolutely, absolutely. When talking to people here, and you're starting to now get into this draft process, you talked about safety. The other position that I see, Kim, where the college game is dictating where NFL teams can go is middle linebacker. You don't have those big traditional middle linebackers coming out anymore that can play the 4-3 or, frankly, the 4-3 defensive end. You got a bunch of hybrid pass rushers that are a lot of times too small to play 4-3 defensive end. It's very interesting.
It is a good point. The linebacker in and of itself is just fascinating to me. Just as a Penn Stater linebacker, and I know I'm going back decades, but I do go back decades, I've just always loved the position, and it has evolved a lot. And I think you see with Devon Kennard, the kind of player that you can build around. You'll cross your fingers if you're the New York Giants that John Beeson can stay healthy. He has not been able to, as we know, but he could be very important to them. But to me, Kennard obviously gives you a building block there, but clearly you need to have other guys stay healthy or other guys come aboard, to really flesh out that position. I operate under the assumption Jason Pierre-Paul will be back. So when you look at the defensive line, and this is a strong draft for defensive linemen, the Giants love taking defensive linemen. A coach joked to me yesterday that when the Giants took Jason Pierre-Paul, he was in his room yelling, "They're going to take Pierre-Paul." And everyone in his room said, "They don't need a defensive lineman." And then, of course, the Giants drafted JPP in the first round. So the Giants, as everyone knows, love to draft defensive linemen, and this is a good draft for that as well.
Now, this is a big weekend, not just the draft, but also the business of the NFL. A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. What's your feel here for how this free agent process is going to go this year? You know, the salary cap's going to go up again as more TV money gets injected into the league. Is this going to be a buyer's market? Is it going to be a seller's market? Is it going to move quickly? What's the feel now among NFL executives of how free agency is going to play out?
You know, it's always it has evolved the last couple years into the haves and have-nots. And the big guys go off the board relatively quickly.
Yeah.
And then a whole lot of players are looking for jobs. You know, that middle class, if you will, of the NFL player these days because of the way the CBA is constructed this year. Now, that's changing a little bit, as you noted, the salary cap goes up a little bit, more than maybe we expected, as it always does. But and the TV money will change it in the coming years. But for now, if you're a 32-year-old, decent player in this league, it's a tough go in terms of a nice deal that you were hoping to get, say, a few years ago at that age. You're looking more at the veteran minimum or a very short deal that's very friendly to get rid of you, in year two or certainly by year three. So I think it's hard to say. I do think that teams will be aggressive, as they always are, with the player they want and the player that they need. For the Giants, when you have the number 9 pick, that's like a big free agency
acquisition. No question about it.
Because you can get probably your guy, and if not your guy, in all caps, your guy in lowercase at number 9. They're going to be able to do that. So, you don't want to pick in the top 10. We all know that. But that's the advantage they'll have this year.
And the other benefit the Giants have too, Kim, is that they're almost getting a free agent offensive lineman in Jeff Schwartz, because he was their big signing last year. He played half a game before he went down with that ankle injury. When do you expect him to be back from that injury? Are you hearing anything? But the expectation should be that he's going to step in next year and be a big part of this offensive line, get back to where it needs to be.
Well, let's put it this way. If he doesn't, it's a tremendous disappointment.
Yes.
Because it's one thing when you have two serious injuries last year, which he did.
The foot and the ankle, toe and the ankle.
Right, the toe and then the injured ankle. If you follow him on Twitter, though, he gives updates. I mean, I think it does sound like he's feeling pretty good and everything else.
He's actually a one-man news feed on Twitter.
He is. He's entertaining, though.
He is.
But it does sound like – but listen, he has to factor in to this offensive line being a dominating presence and being able to block, run block, and pass block even better. Now, they were better pass blocking, but they've got to be able to run the ball, and they have to be able to, be a physical presence. You heard Tom Coughlin, and I thought this was one of the more underrated things he said in his season-ending press conference when he talked about wanting to be stronger and more physical up front. And he wants guys to be bigger, and you think of a Weston Richburg who – now that he's gone through an NFL season, he'll come back bigger and presumably at his natural position of center.
And he is like that blue-collar guy that has that nasty streak, but that Richie Seibert feel to him.
But probably does need to put on a little bit of weight, and Tom Coughlin likes big linemen. We know that about Tom.
Pugh can put on some weight, too, to be honest with you.
Pugh could. Pugh, we all know, took the step back as a sophomore as opposed to his rookie season. But, I think they all took a step back, and there wasn't the consistency that they hoped for. So do they have the pieces? They have some of the pieces.
Right.
And I think this draft and or free agency, but this draft has some tackles. Just talking to coaches and personnel evaluators, GMs, that kind of thing around here, they think there are offensive linemen across the board in this draft who are plug-in ready. The tackle from Iowa, one coach told me that he would use tape of that kid to show young offensive linemen how to block.
Wow.
and he's a self-made guy, someone else told me. That, you know, Iowa might not always get, you know, the absolute bluest of blue chip recruits. So you go there, you have to earn your, you have to work, and you learn to work.
And it's a pro system with Kirk Ferentz, too.
It is a pro system with friends, absolutely. And a lot of zone blocking and everything else. But there are technicians, and they like him a lot. The kid from Pittsburgh, who's actually a Teaneck, New Jersey.
The Clemens kid, yeah.
Native. He comes in, a former defensive lineman. And sometimes you like the fact that he's making that he made a transition to the O-line. He understands the defensive line part of all of this, and that he's raw, but very skilled, and you could develop him. You know, how quickly do you need someone to play?
Right.
I think Giants fans would say we need them to play right away. Mm-hmm. And that's maybe a consideration at 9, second round, or wherever it may be. Certainly free agency, you would bring someone in to play right away.
And the Giants have been busy there doing some of the restricted free agency stuff. They announced Dallas Reynolds has re-signed. What other type of moves would you expect the Giants might decide to make before you get to the free agency period in the middle of March? You already mentioned JPP, the good chance he might get franchised.
Or signed.
Right.
You know, I think ideally you'd want to sign him to a deal clearly that works for both sides. I mean, no one wants to do a deal that's only going to work for one side. But it's
because frankly, that's when you have OC holding out. It's already kept a few years in a row. That's what happens.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, you don't want to sign Jason Pierre-Paul or franchise him and pay $15-plus million against the cap.
Right.
Could you do it? Yes, they can do it.
Not an ideal situation.
But it's not ideal. You know, you talk about, you know, would he sign? And I have no idea what he would sign. Would you sign, if you're him, a four-year deal? I don't know that you would, but would you sign a four-year deal with obviously more than $15 million guaranteed, a lot more than $15 million guaranteed, but that's more cap-friendly?
Right.
I don't know those things because I don't know what's in his mind or his agent's mind, or frankly, I don't know what's in the Giants' mind in terms of specifically what they would choose to do there. The last of the restricted guys, though, was signed in Reynolds. Am I correct
that's
about that?
I believe that's correct, yes.
So I think in terms of movement, it's going to be a lot of speculation. Could be guys that, you know, for some reason – like a Josh McCown is making visits. You know, that would not be something you would hook with the Giants,
you wouldn't
obviously.
Think, no, they're pretty comfortable with Ryan Nassib as the backup.
Yeah, but my sense would be that until free agency, it's going to be Jason Pierre-Paul, Antrell Roll. Now, Roll, I could see more than Jason Pierre-Paul hitting the market, seeing what's out there,
right,
and saying to himself, I want to see where the Giants are in terms of matching an offer. You know, sometimes pride gets in the way, but I think with Roll, there would at least be that chance. But would you love to just sign them both up, you know, at reasonable salaries that everyone's happy before a free agency hits? Of course you would. But life's not perfect.
No.
I hate to drop that breaking news on you, but life is not perfect.
Kim, this was a perfect interview, though.
No.
I appreciate
it. No, it wasn't.
Thank you so much.
It really wasn't perfect. But it was fun.
It was a lot
of
fun.
And the doors didn't open, so there was no cold air coming in.
See? You know the right people. You got to, you know, just make sure for the next half an hour that you keep the door closed for me.
You got
right?
it. Absolutely.
Kim, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Enjoy
so
the
much.
Rest of the weekend,
did
all right?
Did people call you John or Schmelke on here? I didn't go Schmelke because I thought it was too conversational.
No, that's fine. I've actually had callers go with the John, which is very kind of
John,
awkward
John.
And uncomfortable for me.
It's a little much.
Yeah, I think so.
John.
Yeah, it's all weird. Johnny Boy, I get that sometimes.
Johnny Boy, yeah. I like it.
Thank you,
all right,
Kim.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. That's Kim Jones from the NFL Network. She does a great job covering the Giants for a long time and, of course, did a good job covering the Yankees as well. I want to ask some Yankee questions, but I resisted successfully. Well,